This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The number of new COVID cases is falling. Hospitalizations are down, and now the governors of four states are announcing plans to lift statewide mask requirements in schools: Connecticut, Delaware, Oregon, and New Jersey. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
This is a huge step back to normalcy for our kids.
He says he's not taking away the right to impose a mask mandate, though.
We are not removing the ability of individual district leaders to maintain and enforce such a policy within their schools.
This morning, retired Pope Benedict XVI is asking for forgiveness for any grievous faults in his handling of clergy sex abuse cases. But he's admitting no wrongdoing after an independent report criticized his actions in four cases while he was Archbishop of Munich, Germany. Now to the Winter Olympics in Beijing.
Ryan Cochran-Siegel delivers Team USA its fourth silver medal of the Olympics, placing second in the men's Super G. The 29-year-old from Vermont graced the podium 50 years after his mother, Barbara, won gold in the slalom at the Sapporo Games in 1972.
Enjoying the moment and pushing myself and trusting that I'm a good skier to go and compete with the best. So I'm thankful I was able to embrace that and take advantage.
China's A-Ling Ailing Gu earned a gold medal in the women's free ski big air. Gu was born and raised in San Francisco. I'm Denny Kapp.
Recall, Hyundai and Kia are telling the owners of thousands of vehicles to park them outdoors because they can catch fire. Included are older Santa Fes, Tucsons, and Sportage vehicles. Dealers will replace a fuse. In the continuing tension over whether Russia will invade Ukraine, the French President Emmanuel Macron met with Ukraine's president today in Kyiv. No details yet. U.S. troops are arriving in the region. Russia denies it's planning an invasion. This is AP News. President Biden's top science advisor has suddenly quit. The AP's Tim McGuire has this.
President Joe Biden's top science advisor resigns only hours after the White House confirmed an internal investigation found he mistreated his staff. An internal review prompted by a complaint last year found Dr. Eric Lander, the director of Office of Science and Technology Policy and a top advisor to President Joe Biden, bullied staffers and treated them disrespectfully. The White House, after rebuking Lander for his behavior, indicated that he would stay on the job, despite Biden's Inauguration Day assertion that he would fire anyone on the spot who shows disrespect to others in the administration. Later Monday evening, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Biden had accepted Lander's resignation with gratitude for his work at OTSP on the pandemic, the cancer moonshot, climate change, and other key priorities. Tim McGuire, Washington.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.